Life and leadership of former President Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. May his soul rest in peace. The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A governance expert or other activist has called for urgent legislative reforms to protect former presidents.
21 foreign nationals have been arrested in Mufumbwe illegal gold mining crackdown.
In international news, UN rights chief says the army and the M23 forces have committed atrocities.
In sports news, former Algerian coach and the Algerian Football Federation have yet to resolve their differences.
And now, FM News.
And reliable news every day. I'm Shakaina Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
The governance activist Samson Zuru has called for urgent legislative reforms to end the long-standing culture of political persecution faced by former Zambian presidents after leaving office. Highlighting the troubling history of successive former leaders from Kenneth Kaunda to Edgar Lungu, Mr. Zulu emphasized the need for clear legal protections that safeguard the dignity, rights and welfare of ex-presidents free from political interference. Mr. Zulu outlined the ordeals endured by former presidents, noting that the task of president in Zambia seems to be a thankless job, as the achievements and efforts of every president are tarnished by their successor. He described this culture as un-Zambian, explaining that it is not the country's tradition to politicize illnesses, funerals, mock the sick, or select who should attend funerals based on political party affiliations, tribe, or religion.
Looking at what I have described above, if I were to predict what would happen to the current or incumbent president, is that he is going to face persecution if he lost the presidency now or in future, because the bad precedent has been set. And so, to change this history, our beloved president, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, has a chance to consult with the Zambian people, to come up with a law that would govern how ex-presidents are looked after, away from political influence. What has happened is a shame, not only to Zambia, but even to the outside world, the international community. It's unacceptable that you should be fidgeting on issues that are supposed to be straightforward.
A tragic mining accident has claimed the life of a worker at the Shi and Yang mine, part of the Mukoshe copper mine in Luano District, Central Province. Central Province Commissioner of Police Charity Munganga confirmed the incident to a freelance journalist Winter Mubanga in Luano District. According to the report, James Theory, a 32-year-old driller, fell from a ladder at Shaft 1 underground while on duty. He sustained fatal injuries, including multiple cuts and fractures, and was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred as Mr. Perry and his colleagues were descending to their work area. He reportedly complained of feeling powerless before losing his grip and falling from a height of approximately 40 meters. His body has since been retrieved and taken to the Luano District Mini Hospital mortuary at Masanza. The police are currently investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident.
And within a separate development, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office, in collaboration with the Kasempa Immigration Office, has successfully apprehended 21 foreign nationals engaged in illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe District. The group comprises of 17 Tanzanians, 2 Chinese nationals and 2 Indians. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says all suspects are currently in custody awaiting further immigration and legal action. Mr. Nshinka noted that this operation forms part of an ongoing crackdown targeting illegal gold mining and unlawful foreign presence in the district.
The Mufumbwe operation brings a total number of individuals apprehended for various immigration-related offences across the country on 16th June 2025 to 44 in a separate development. The Isoka Immigration Office successfully deported 22 illegal immigrants from Zambia on the same day. The group comprised 5 Tanzanians, 3 Rwandese and 1 Burundian, who were convicted for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer on entry, and 6 Burundians, 1 Rwandese and 1 Tanzanian who were convicted for unlawful stay or had completed their respective prison sentences before being deported from the country.
Lumezi Town Council has convened a financial literacy training for all 2025 Constituency Development Fund loans and grants empowerment beneficiaries drawn from across the Lumezi constituency. The financial literacy training attracted representatives of all 63 clubs and cooperatives that will receive grants empowerment and 31 successful loan beneficiaries in Lumezi. The financial literacy training is a necessary undertaking by the local authority before the empowerment funds can be dispersed and to beneficiaries as a measure to ensure accountability and prudent utilization of the public resources by all recipients of the empowerment. During the training, 3 representatives from each of the 63 clubs and cooperatives, namely chairperson, treasurer and secretary, were invited to attend the training in order to inculcate responsible use of the funds once dispersed into the beneficiaries' bank accounts, and the director or representative of the registered business receiving the CDF loans were also invited to the training, particularly to emphasize the need to repay the loans in time in order for the other residents of Lumezi to benefit from the revolving fund. At the same event, Indo-Zambia Bank Lundazi branch made presentations on budgeting, financial management, financial procurement, records keeping, plan reviews, marketing and savings, among others. Other presenters during the training were Lumezi Town Council Fisheries, Livestock and Veterinary Services Department and the Council's Department of Community Development.
Within international news, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwandan-backed rebels, Congolese troops and allied militias have all committed human rights abuses, some possibly amounting to war crimes, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said in Geneva. Volker Turk told the Human Rights Council that the investigation and analysis undertaken by his office had revealed an apparent total disregard for the protection of civilians during and after military operations. African News has more.
The UN says both army and rebel forces have committed potential war crimes in eastern Congo. M23 fighters have carried out extrajudicial killings, while army soldiers and allied militias have committed rape, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights said.
Le M23, soutenu par le Rwanda,
the Rwandan-backed M23 used heavy weapons during its offensive in Goma in January, hitting densely populated neighborhoods and camps for displaced people. When the DRC's armed forces withdrew, there was a complete breakdown in the chain of command, control and military discipline.
Et de discipline militaire.
Congolese soldiers and members of the DRC-backed Wazalendo militia killed, raped and pillaged. The UN has also received reports of the large-scale use of sexual violence as a weapon of war by both sides.
Still in international news, the United Nations has warned of worsening hunger in 13 hotspots around the world. 2 of the top 5 are in Africa, the World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization, warning that urgent humanitarian action is needed. We monitored Africa News.
Conflict is the main driver of crisis. We identify 5 countries or territories of highest concern. This is Sudan, South Sudan, Palestine, Mali, and Haiti. And conflict is driving very high levels of acute food insecurity. That's why we highlight these places. There's an ongoing famine in Sudan and also a risk of famine in the case of Gaza. And all of those are driven by conflict and lack of access for humanitarians.
We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line. line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.